Okay, let's begin. Ksubas daf nun ches. Ksubas nun ches. We're going to talk about a Yevamis topic, actually, but it's becomes line because it's a very important line that is here, but it also appears in Yevamis, but we didn't get to talk about it then, so we'll talk about it now. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf discussed when the time comes for the marriage, that 12 months in advance, it used to be in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, Noslam Sulash Ne'er Masachodesh, they gave 12 months, and sometimes they gave 1 month for an almana. But once the time comes, so then she starts eating truma. And the Tanoim debate what is given to her. Is all truma given to her? You're allowed to give her all truma. You have to give her some percentage of chulin so that she could eat during the days that she is tameh. But the Mishnah adds, a yavam is not ma'achel b'truma. Hayavam eino ma'achel b'truma. If the husband dies, and then is the yavam, and the yavam is a kohen, and she's not a kohen, a yavam is not ma'achel b'truma. Rashi b'sh'oda shomeres yavam. Why eino ma'achel b'truma? So the Gemara quotes the very graphic line. Right? Sometimes the Gemara, you have to think about the lumdis behind the scenes. But sometimes the Gemara has a line that is very graphic in terms of the conceptual analysis itself. My time, why isn't a yavam ma'achel? Kinyin kaspo amarachmana v'hai kinyin de'achivhu. Right? Who could be ma'achel b'truma? Erison. Erison could be ma'achel b'truma. And this yavam, it's not his kinyin. It's his brother's kinyin. He's in a stand-in for his brother. And therefore, because the kinyin didn't start with him, so that is why it is not called kinyin kaspo. So that's fascinating as we think about the zika of yibum, which creates this strong context. How much is the yavam his own person? And how much is the yavam really just a stand-in? Yes, the Torah says, yakum al shem achiv hames. And he will take the place of, so to speak, and that's the whole purpose of yibum, to continue the chain of the of his and the name of his brother. But let's talk a little bit about that creation. So here the Gemara says there is a creation of a connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, but it's not really his connection. It came from his brother, and he's really in his brother's shoes. Let's talk about that a little bit. And there are really two aspects to talk about in Zika. They're both huge topics that came up in Yavamis. We'll just mention a few points on each of them. And that is, A, the Zika itself. How do we look at the Zika? Right when the man dies, and now his brother is connected to the sister-in-law. So how do we look at that Zika? How do we look at that connection? A. B, once Yibum happens, the fulfillment of that connection, the completion of that connection, is that looked as a regular marriage, right? Afterwards, we say they're married. Once they're married, they're married. But, you know, the act of Yibum, how is that parallel to an act of Kiddushin itself? Interesting, there is a halacha that we learned back in Masechet Yevamos, not directly connected, but just to mention it, because it's a fascinating halacha. I went through it, and then somebody reminded me of it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't catch the significance of that. After Yibum, let's say a man does Yibum to his brother's wife, then he divorces her. He could be Machzor Grushaso, even though there's no more mitzvah of Yibum, and this was Eishazach, and there's no mitzvah Saseh at that moment. So it's a time that you can marry a woman who used to be your brother's wife, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum. Right, that's because once they're married, and the result is a regular marriage, and we don't see the roots of where it happened before. Okay, so let's talk about first Zika, and then the Yibum, how it parallels to a regular marriage, and again, it relates to our sugya here. What does the word Zika mean? It's based on a pasuk in Iyov. Zakuk means to be connected to be enchained to, asur bazikim. Right, zikim is a connection. But the Gemara already, in Yevamis, on Daf Lamed Tes, has the, again, another graphic line in Yevamis. I remember Moi Virabi, or Rose's wife, once said, we were doing a line in some other Masechta, I don't remember which one, and he says, this is such a graphic line. It reminds me of Masechta's Krisus. So I had no idea what he was talking about. What do you mean, Krisus? Like there's a personality of Masechta's Krisus? He said, yeah. It's very graphic there. And when you learn Krisus, you learn Shem Echad and Gufim Muchlakan and Shemus Muchlakan. It is very, dripping with lumdus, even just the words. But anyway, the Gemara here in Yevamis and the Aflama Tess, Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses the Mishnah previously had said that the Achrayus of the Ksuba is from the first brother. The Mishnah says on the Aflama Ches, Kansa Hari Ki Ishto L'chol Davar, once they get married, they're fully married, Ubilvad should take Suba al Nechse Bai La Harishon. But the achrayis, the ksuba, is on the first brother's properties. Why is that? Says the Gemara, my time adaf lamites, isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. A wife was nikne, was the kinyan was created by Hashem. If there's no, the region doesn't have properties, then it gets from the sheni, which is what we spoke about, in the last year, about what happens if the wife doesn't know, does that, even though you don't have the reason. But that's the lashon of hiknu lo min hashamayim. That's used by Rishonim in two different contexts. The Rambam. First Rambam, Menuchas Yibam, explains why Yibam does not require a prior kiddushin, mida oraisa. We had a shiur back in Maseches Yevamos about the nature of ma'amar. Ma'amar is the kiddushin derabanan. But on a Torah level, a man has to do Yibam, he just starts living with his wife. How does he do that? Says the Rambam, the first halacha in Hilchas Yibam, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah sheyibam adam eishes achiv. Mitzvah to do Yibam. There's no translation of the word Yibam, right? It just means marry the sister-in-law. Bein min haNisua mein haErusin. Im meis below zera. Shneimer oven ein lo, Yivama yavo leha. Min haTorah, ein otzorach lekadesh yivimto, shezu ishto hishikno lo min haShemayim. So the Rambam borrows the Lashon from the Gemara, where the Gemara says it by the Ksuba is on the first brother's properties. The Rambam says that's a conceptual description of this connection, and they're already connected. It's Ki'ilu, a Kiddushin was done already. Usually you have to do Kiddushin to create the context. And then the Nisuin, here the context is already created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hiknu lo min haShamayim. And therefore, no Kiddushin is required. Ela yavo aleha, v'ksubasa al nichse b'ayla shemes. Fine. That is the Rambam, or the Rambam uses it. The Rashba also uses this phrase in a different context. The Rambam says that's why you don't need Kiddushin. The Rashba Nechuva, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Shin, Chaf Ches. Do you need Edim for Yibum? Right? We know we need Edim for Kiddushin. We know we need Edim for Gerushin. Do we need Edim for Chalitza? So that's a machlokas, whether what type of Edim are needed for Chalitza, Edi Biru or Edi Kiyam. But do you need Edim for Yibum? Whatever the Edim have to witness. Do you need Edim for Nisuin? That itself is a machlokas. Right? Whether you need Edim for Nisuin. Parenthetically, that's a double chumrah that the minhag of Ashkenazim is to do, to require Eidei Yichud at a wedding. Right? We require Eidei Kiddushin, fine. But why do you need Eidei Yichud? That's assuming two assumptions. Number one, that Yichud is significant. What's a Yichud? Yichud is one of the views of Nisuin. And number two, that Nisuin needs Eidim. So that's a double chumrah. Again, we do it because there's six different opinions what chuppah is, and that's one of them. So when we have Eidei Yichud, that's assuming A, that is an opinion of Nisuin, and that you need Eidim. So do you need Eidim for Yibum? The Rashba says no. No, why? Hiknu lo min haShamayim. Same phrase. Again, the description of the Zika. We do the Lashon. Umiyu lo kein ani medame shetei yivam etzricha edim. Ela afilu ba aleha beino levena kana dezu isha hishikno lo min haShamayim k'nemuch vach nami b'mastisan divam asham alo nevalti mai v'chulu. So again, what does that mean in the Rashba's context? Basically, it sounds like you don't have to do so much, right? It's already done for you. So you're just finishing the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That's what the Rambam says. Step one is already taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, that's, again, in terms of the Zika. We have the sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Yevamos. Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, which was a crucial. What was Yesh Zika? Does a Zika create as if we're married, so they're usher to the family members of each other? So again, if we say, and we paskin Yesh Zika, which would mean that this Ki'ilu Zika is parallel to a real marriage connection. The Rambam already says it. Kiddushin. Right, but that's the Zuga Bein Zika, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Yesh Zika. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Yaredeya Kuf Ebenezer Kuf Nuntes Hey Hayavam Aser Bikrovos Zikukaso. A Yavam is Aser in the Krovos of his Yavama. Afilu Mesa. Even if she dies, he never married her. So what's his connection to his brother's mother-in-law? Right, if his brother's mother-in-law. Right? What? Like, the mother of his... So, if there was no mitzvah of Yibum, let's say his brother had kids, and his brother died, then his sister-in-law died, they're not related, but because there's a Zika created, afilu mesa kodem sheyibam o yachlots, bein shehu yavam echad, bein sheyim shnei yavamim. And that's the Suipatskin Yezika. Again, reflecting that there is a relationship, ki'ilu it's a marriage. And one final halacha that reflects this idea, and that is a machlokas amaroim. In Yavamis, we had on Dafsadi Beis. Shomeris Yavam, what if she is mikudeshes to Yavam alashuk? Right? She doesn't do Yibam. She accepts kiddushin from a different man. Is there tfisas kiddushin? By Yavam alashuk. So Ken, what if she marries? She's not allowed to marry anybody else. Yavama, right? What if she does? Says Rav, Sadi Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Minayin She'ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Yavama. No Tvisas Kiddushin. Wow. That means it's a very strong relationship. If it prevents Tvisas Kiddushin, stronger than Chai V'Lavin. She'nemar, Lo Siya Eishas HaMeis HaChutza L'Ishzar, Lo Tiya Ba Havaya L'Zar. That's how we darshan. Lo Tiya Eishas HaMeis L'Zar. Amazing. Shmuel Amar Ba'ani Yusenu Tzricha Get. Ba'ani Yusenu, Rashi, Mitoch Aniyus Daitenu, Shein Ani Ode, Pir Shemikra. We're not, interesting, I'm not sure if that's the pshat, maybe. The Gemara says, Misafka Leil Shmuel, Hai Lo Siya Eishas Ameis, Ilo Lav Hu Da'asa, I Delo Tafsi Ba'kidushin Hu Da'asa. I'm not sure. And the Gemara says, Hil Chasa Kavase De Shmuel, V'chulu, Hasha Did Amir Hemat Gode Shmuel, Im Ha'yivama Kohen, Cholos Lav Shaila, V'chulu, and the bar continues. And so it's very serious shita that, again, la halacha, it comes up somewhat. But this is all reflective of the creation of the Zika without man doing anything. Just by the fact that the man dies, and now his brother is connected to his former wife, there is a connection, and that's a connection that the roots of that connection are from the brother, like our Gemara says. Kinyan Achiv, but it's still a Kinyan. And there's a Zika, and that reflects you don't need Kiddushin, and that reflects that you don't need Edim by the eventual Yibum, and that's reflected in the creation of the Isser of Krovos and the Itvisas Kiddushin, four different halachas that are reflected. So now let's get to the next step. And that is, okay, so now for finishing that Zika, the result, regular marriage. As the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, we saw before, Daf Lamed Ches in Yivamis, Harei Nas Kansari Kishol L'chol Davar. So the result of Yivam is for sure regular, they're married. But what about the actual Yibum, right? What is that considered? Right, the Rambam we just saw before, there's no need for Kiddushin, right? Just Bia, because it's Hikna Lomen HaShemayim. So was there a substitute for Kiddushin? Is Yibum a totally, achieves the result of Ishus? But is it an Ishus itself? Right, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin. First Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. And the end of that Mishnah, Hayavama Nikneis Bebia. So is there a parallel in Mishnah? This is how you marry a non-Yavama, and this is how you marry a Yavama. Is there a parallel or is there? No, it's a separate line of the Mishnah, it's a contrast. Conceptually, this is a totally different world. Right? You don't choose. Kiddushin is all about your choice, and here you don't choose. So maybe it's in the Mishnah, but it's a different world. Machlokes Achronim, maybe even a Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara in Daf Dalet in Kiddushin. Dalet on a base. The Gemara there, if you remember these Dafim, we're looking for sources for Kiddushin. How do you know Kiddushin? So Kiddushin Kesef is Kicha Kicha. Kiddushin Shtar, you learn that from Get. Kiddushin Haisa. Kiddushin Bia. How do you know you can get married through Bia? We don't do this anymore, but how do you know you can get married through Bia? Malami chinikres bebiya. Uba Allah. Valo dinu, says the Gemara Boa Minute. Isn't it just a Kava Chomer? You don't need a pasuk to say that Kiddushin Bia works. It's a Kava Chomer from Yibum. Uma Yavama Shei Nikneis Bekesef, Nikneis Bebiya. Yavama. You can't do a Kiddushin through Kesef, but Nikneis Bebiya. Zush, Nikneis Bekesef, in addition to Nikneis Bebiya. So surely Kiddushin Bia should work. So it's a Kav HaChomer from Yibum to Kiddushei Bia. Evriya Tochiach, says the Gemara, what do you mean? Evriya will prove that that's wrong. Why? She Nikneis Bekesef, Nikneis Bebia. You could buy an Evriya with money and not with Bia, so you see, it's not a Kav HaChomer. Says the Gemara, no, don't ask me about Evriya. That's a different, Malo Evriya, she ain't Kinyana L'Shem Ishus. That's not a marriage. Tomar Bezusha, Kinyana L'Shem Ishus. Right, L'Shem Ishus, and therefore don't bring me, don't ask on the Kav HaChomer from Amayavriya. So the Gemara reiterates the question. Don't you learn it from a kalvachomer, from Yibum to Kiddushei Biya? Answers the Gemara, you can't compare them. Amar Avashi, Mishum Deigla Meimar, Meikara Dina Pircha. No, it's a question. Mehecha Kamaisis Law, where are you trying to bring it from? Miyavama, Mal Yavama, Shekain Skuka Vaomedes. Yavama is different. Zukuka Vaomedes. Tomar Bezushain Skuka Vaomedes. Right, this is different. Tamalom or Baala, that's where you need the Pasik. So how do you understand this Gemara? When the dust settles, you need the Pasik to teach me. But how do you understand the Maskana? Is the Maskana saying, what were you even thinking in comparing Kiddushin, Kiddushei Biya and Yibum? They are so different from each other. This is Skukov Omedes, this is not Skukov Omedes. You can't compare them. There was a Hava Minute to compare them, but there's no comparison. Right? Skukov Omedes, you can't compare them. Is that how you understand the Gemara? Or do we say, and that's how the Ar Sameach seems to read the Rambam in Hilchas Yibum, and the Maharik Beferish says otherwise. The Maharik in Etshuva, in Kuf Lamites, says, you see a riot from this Gemara that Yibum is compared to Kiddushin. You see, how else would the Gemara even think of bringing it as a raya? Says the Maharik, to be as Yivam alo mahani mitam kedushin. Dine dara pashad hu mahani mitam kedushin. Va'asar lo hayavim b'biyasar lo kuli alma kemekadesh. Va'abal le'achar b'biyasar shayavim b'chenek. V'chein mochiyach b'reish perakamet kedushin. He quotes our Gemara, and then he says, v'yein kedushin tofsin b'yavam afilu kedushin b'ya pshita lo avimatsi l'meil afisha mina. He talks about it. Again, we're not going through the every detail, but how do you read this Gemara? Do you focus on the first part of the Gemara? Do you focus on the rejection of the Gemara? Maybe it's even a machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What does it mean, Zukuka Bomedes? Don't compare this case to marriage. Zukuka Bomedes, Rashi, Zukuka Bomedes, Lazeh Machmas Kiddushei Hames. Zukuka Bomedes, they're connected through the dead brother's marriage. Ve'ein biya ba el oligmar. Right? So don't compare the beginning of a marriage to the end of a marriage. This is just finishing. But if you look in Tosfos' first daya, says Tosfos there quotes Rashi, but then has another pshat of the Gemara. Nira l'ri d'hachi parach. What does it mean, skuko b'mendes? Not that, oh, this is the brother's marriage. No, this isn't marriage. Shekin zukuko b'mendes l'biya klomar she'ikir mitzvasa l'hakim l'achiv shem. Hilkach nake la l'haknos b'biya yoser me'isha. Yibum is all about Hakam Hashem. That's why Bia might be more appropriate to Yibum than to Kiddushei Bia. Kiddushin is not about Hakam Hashem, so don't compare. So maybe the other day of Tosfos is like Rashi. Maybe even how they understand the Lashon of Zukuk of Omendes is how much could you compare Yibum to a regular marriage, right? So this day of Tosfos is Yibum is very different than marriage. Don't compare the two, right? Yibum is about Hakam Hashem, so Bia could be appropriate. Kiddushin is different. What's the first, the other day of the Rashi? This is marriage, it's just a different type of marriage. This is a marriage that goes back to the condition of his brother. But don't think that this is not in the world of marriage at all. The Rambam says it beferish. Not in the Mishnah Torah, but in the Tshuva. The Tshuva is a Rambam, Shin Ayin Gimel. Shin Ayin Gimel in the Tshuva of the Rambam. Here's the case. Ruvein Asaleya, Ruvein had married Leah, Vehisna, and there was a Tnai in the Ksuba. That he will never marry another woman. Never marry. I guess Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't, you know, fully accepted then. Rabbeinu Gershom was before the Rambam. But Shlo Yizal Ishto Isha Cheres V'Nishim Chas V'Shalom Yinasila. And if he does, Yipar Allah Ma'uchar V'Yipturn a Baget. Right? It's you know, the pay the ksub in full. You can't marry anyone else. And then what happens? The husband's brother died. Yibum. Would this be a violation of the Tanai? That was the question. He could do a chalitza. Does he have to do chalitza to make sure that the umeshim onachiv enough leishto lefan of liyim v'amar lo ishto ho el v'yachalach adalachlots im tiabim mosan nimseis atanosi isha bertoncha? You're doing it willingly. V'nimsa mechiv lefrali amuva. You got to pay me whatever the details. But who wrote tiliabim eishes achiv v'amar shabeis atanai lo alal daito zosak zera? Never thought his brother's wife. Lo also alibo yorenu marenu. Right, what's the halacha? So the Rama ends up saying, it's not a marriage. He could do Yibum. First of all, Yibum is the mitzvah. Mitzvah be Yibum more than Chalitza. And so you don't say they're equal. And also says the Rambam, this is not the same. Right? The Rambam's Lashon is, Ein hayavama gemura liyavam ka'arusa labayla. Right? It's not the same. Right? It's not the same. Well, I'm sorry, that's the language of the Gemara Mishnah Nedarim that the Rambam quotes. Dafayin Dalet in Nedarim. Ein hayavama gemura liyavam ka'arusa labayla. I mean, don't compare. This is not a marriage. And therefore, this is not a violation of the Tanai. These are two issues related to Zika. Again, whether the Zika itself is compared to Kiddushin, to whether the Yibum, which completes the Zika, is compared. There is just one more line. There is a Hakira in the Achronim. I'm not sure exactly what the Nafkamina would be. And that is, right, does the death of the husband create the Zika, which then creates a Chiyah for Yibum or Chalitza? Or does the death of the husband create a Chiyah to do Yibum or Chalitza, and that itself creates the Zika? Like, which comes first? I'm not exactly sure what the Nafkamina, but I saw that Chakira presented in some of the Achronim. Okay, we'll stop here. This is, again, Yevamis, Daf Nun Ches.